Well, little Johnny and his family were having Sunday dinner at his grandmother's house. Everyone was seated around the table as the food was being served. And when Johnny received his plate, he started eating right away. "Johnny, please wait until we say our prayer," said his mother. "I don't need to," the boy replied. "Of course you do," his mother insisted. "We always say a prayer before eating at our house." Johnny explained, "That's at our house, but this is Grandma's house, and she knows how to cook." Well, prayer is one of the most important things we can do during the Advent season to prepare ourselves for the birth of Christ at Christmas in just a few weeks. We enter now today into the holy season of Advent. The word Advent means the coming of Christ. The Jewish people waited 4,000 years in expectation for the coming of the Messiah. That's why we have the four candles. These 4 weeks represent the 4,000 years of waiting. Every candle represents 1,000 years that they were praying and waiting for the Messiah to arrive. So today we enter into a 4-week period of preparation, and it should be a season of prayer, of peace, of joy, of hope, of love. That's what we should try to do during this beautiful season of Advent. It's, for many people, it is their favorite season of the year. Advent is so beautiful with the readings from Scripture and the liturgies of the church during these 4 weeks. But with all of the things that we have to do, sometimes it becomes the busiest, the most stressful time of the year. But we as Christians have to make sure that doesn't happen. We have to make sure that we are preparing well for Christmas. Let me give you a couple practical things to do during the Advent season to prepare. In fact, you could use the word prepare. There are 7 letters in that word. The first letter is P, and it stands for prayer. What can we do during Advent to pray a little bit more? Maybe to carve out that 10 or 15 minutes at least to spend time with the Lord. With all the things that we have to do during this time, it's more essential than ever to spend time in prayer. So when you wake up during the day, say that morning offering, dedicate your day to God, all your prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of each day. So dedicate the day to God. Begin the day with prayer. At night, before you go to sleep, say the act of contrition. Do an examination of conscience and make the act of contrition before going to sleep. Those are the bookends of a life of prayer. The morning offering when you wake up, the act of contrition when you go to bed. When you're in your car, instead of listening to the radio, perhaps you can have some silence. Just turn off the radio, or just talk to the Lord. Just say, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." And spend some time in silence and prayer. The R in prepare stands for the rosary. What a beautiful Advent prayer this would be for us to say every day during Advent. My own personal practice is that every day during Advent, I say the joyful mysteries every day for the 4 weeks. Because every day then we're meditating upon the birth of Christ, the Annunciation, the Visitation, the Nativity, the infancy of the Lord. And for me, that helps for me to keep the spirit of Advent alive every day. Just like during Lent, I say the sorrowful mysteries every day for the 40 days of Lent. And that keeps the passion of Christ alive in my prayer life. So I offer it as a suggestion, perhaps something you could do during Advent. The E in the word prepare stands for the Eucharist. The Eucharist, making Jesus in the Eucharist the very center of our Advent. If it's possible, try to come to daily Mass every day, or at least a couple times during the week. We have it 8:30 in the morning, 12 noon. There's also other churches that may have other times as well. Wouldn't that be great to go to daily Mass during Advent? to be nourished, to be fed by the Word of God and Scripture and by the Holy Eucharist, by Jesus himself. And during those daily readings, we'll be hearing about the prophet Isaiah and Jesus fulfilling the Old Testament prophecies. We'll be reading the Gospel of Matthew about the infancy of Christ. The P in the word prepare stands for penance, the sacrament of penance. And it is, I would say, essential that during Advent, go to confession. Make a good confession during the holy Advent season. I can't think of any better way to prepare your heart and soul to receive Jesus at Christmas than making a good confession, to prepare the way for the Lord, to get rid of those things that are standing in the way of Jesus. The next letter in prepare is A, and that stands for all the Advent traditions that the church encourages us to use, these beautiful Advent customs, like having an Advent wreath in your home. And when you say grace before meals as a family, light the candle, say the prayers. There's also what's called the Jesse tree, which is, again, a very beautiful devotion. You can make use of those good Advent calendars for the kids, where every day they open up another window and read a little passage from Scripture. There's, again, wonderful practices, Advent traditions that you can use. The R in prepare, the last R, is to read. This is the year of faith. We began the year of faith a month or so ago. The Holy Father, Pope Benedict, has said that one of the best ways to develop your faith is to read. And of course, first and foremost is always the Bible. It's always sacred scripture. So I would recommend reading the Gospel of Luke or the Gospel of Matthew, because they give us the infancy narratives of Christ. So begin with Luke or Matthew and work your way through the New Testament. You would also, I would recommend the Catechism of the Catholic Church. There was a great article in this past week's Arlington Herald where it was about Advent and the year of faith. And the recommendation was that each week you study the Catechism. There are 4 weeks in Advent, and there are 4 parts of the Catechism. And these 4 parts, you can maybe read through some of the Catechism every day, the first week from the first section, the second week, etc., all the way through the 4 weeks of Advent. And try to read about the 3 great Advent saints, the Blessed Mother, Saint Joseph, and John the Baptist. We'll be hearing more about them during the Advent season in the Sunday readings. Our Lady, Saint Joseph, and John the Baptist, the 3 great saints of Advent. So it is the year of faith. How we develop our faith is by reading and studying. And of course, in this day and age, when there's lots of commuting time, don't forget the educational CDs. I'm very happy to see that the Catholic Lighthouse stand is now put up here. We also have one over in the parish center, but the Catholic Lighthouse is the educational CDs, where every week you can take one with you, and if you listen to it, bring it back the next week for somebody else to listen to. Or if you want to keep it, you can leave a little donation so the church can get more of these fantastic CDs to listen to when you're driving. So when you don't have that 10 or 15 minutes of silence in the car, put that CD in to deepen your faith during this great year of faith. And lastly, the last letter in prepare, remember there was prayer, the rosary, the Eucharist, penance, Advent traditions, reading. The last letter is E, and that stands for to empty ourselves of self, of selfishness, of pride and arrogance, and to be filled with Jesus, to be filled with humility, and to be filled with the Lord, to be less self-centered and more Christ-centered. Remember the motto of John the Baptist, he must increase and I must decrease. That is the motto of every Christian. So we should empty ourselves of sin and pride and all the things, impatience and whatever is getting in our way of the Lord. And also, I'd recommend emptying our closets. Maybe go through the closets and see if there's things we can give away to the poor, to the needy, to those who recently affected by natural disasters. There's so many wonderful organizations in our diocese and locally that we can give things like clothing or children's games or toys to needy children. So what a great way to do it, to empty ourselves, not only of sinfulness, but to be empty of some of these attachments to all the material things, so we can more and more be filled by Christ. So may we have a very good and holy Advent. May it be a season of great joy and peace and hope, and primarily, though, a season of prayer.